Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to respond the comment made by delegation from Mexico to our proposal on PP 14. First and foremost, our proposal to add local communities is aimed to recognize the existence of this group of persons, which are often in vulnerable situations. It is thereby important to ensure that their rights are protected and respected, especially in the context of this LBI. Second, I re-emphasize that this reference is an agreed language in a legally binding international instrument, namely Paris Agreement, to which the concerned delegation is a party to. Moreover, it is also present in a recent Human Rights Council resolution, notably on new and emerging digital technologies, which enjoys the support of the concerned delegations since it was adopted by consensus. Third, we respect all delegation submission to strengthen this PP by proposing textual adjustment to a particular category of persons or adding other category of persons which they think important to be recognized. Fourth, we do not see that the list of persons on this PP reflects a hierarchy which tells that one category of persons is more important than the other. So for us, all individuals are equal and equally important. Each person or group of persons has their own characteristic. The nature of vulnerabilities they face are different, so it is no doubt that they have different interests. So finally, our proposal is not intended to be coupled with any category of persons or people by adding conjunction and, nor as well as. So it is a standalone reference so that there should be comma to separate it from other category. Mr. Chair, in this regard, I also would like to use this opportunity to support the inclusion of peasants and other people working in rural areas as proposed by Bolivian delegation. Thank you, Chair.